Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High. So the Vikings scored, so the over hit in the Chiefs-Vikings game is 28-18 now. So there you go.
Good for Joe. Good for Joe.
The Panthers beat the Steelers 34-9. The Eagles beat the Jets 31-29 at MetLife. The Vikings have the ball at the Kansas City 40, down 10 with 2:46 left. So they got two scores they got to accomplish. That's not going to happen. Oh, Cole striking him out with a runner in scoring position. It was so filthy. He started walking off the mound when he threw it.
Oh, look out.
Did you see that?
I just saw it, yeah.
He walked off the mound before it even got to the plate because he knew that ump couldn't call that a ball.
That's a great pitch.
I mean, that was so filthy. He had no choice but to call it a strike three. It was just too filthy. That really was fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, I was saying it before the end of the hour, just watching this guy pitch, just throwing that filth is just remarkable. And watching Stanton every night hit a home run. I mean, every night. He's doing it every night. And Voit has been the player of the week. He was hitting 430. He hit one out so far. If the wall wasn't there, the thing would still be flying. I mean, it smacked the wall in dead center. It would have hit a car in the parking lot. I mean, they are just killing it. I need him to win this game. I need him to win tomorrow. Take three of four no matter what. I could see him losing Sunday. It can't go on forever, but you never know. Maybe it will. Can you imagine if they sweep them, Carver High?
Man, that would really bury the Athletics. I mean, they'd be what? Seven or eight back of the Yankees for the first wild card. If Boston does the job this weekend, that would really hurt Oakland. How about the Jets with the Hail Mary at the buzzer?
Yeah, but they keep posting. I just saw, look at this score. Jets lose to the Eagles 31-31. That's what it says. I think they went for two and they failed and lost 31-29.
I have 31-31 on the ESPN app.
There's no way, because it says end of the fourth, so game over.
Because they don't play overtime.
They tied them, and it ended a tie?
Yeah, because there's no overtime in the preseason.
Okay, I have to see this. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. So they literally pass from Morgan. Kenny... Yeboah pass from James Morgan.
Who?
49 yards. Play under review. But I don't see another.
I just saw the Jet guys. The Jet guys are all tweeting it. They reviewed the 2-point conversion play, and it's good. So they're tied. The game ends in a tie. 31 all.
Well, so I had the Eagles plus 5.5. And the Jets to win. So what is that, push? And then the spread hits?
Spread definitely hits. I would have to say that the other bet is going to be a push.
All right. And then Colts 27-17. I hit that both ways. lost the Steeler game, and then the Vikings are down 10 with 2 minutes left. I got that game on right now, though, for no apparent reason. I want to watch the Yankees more. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 204, our satellite partners, Mightier 1090 in SoCali, and near Tijuana, do Yawona, and then Sports Map, Radio Network in H-Town, and Sports Byline USA out of the city of Bahia, and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. So now here's the Vikings down 10 with a buck 50 left trying to move the ball on Kansas City with limited options. They need to score twice.
You did say something earlier to Joe that I agree with 100%. I think the Vikings are going to be bad this year. Like, there's just nothing that I like that I'm seeing from them. And you weren't the only one tonight that I saw bring up the play calling. Like, what? I don't know what they're doing, Zimmer and that whole crew. Like, it's the same bland offense every time. Like, Cousins was in there earlier. You know, it's third and 15, and he's throwing a 7 yard out. It's just, I don't know. I think that they could be not that good this year.
Now, how about this? The Vikings just threw in the end zone. The Chiefs are getting called for pass interference. It's going to be first and goal from the one. And they're going to score, and they're going to cover that four. They're going to backdoor bad beat cover against the Chiefs, who were absolutely kicking their ass.
And, of course, when the pigs get involved, it's the worst. I mean, these refs are absolute pigs. Throwing this flag in the end zone at the end of a preseason game. I mean, get lost. You got to be kidding me.
They're going in right now, and it's going to be a bad beat city. What a disaster. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. He scored on the first play. There you go. You might as well onside it and beat him then. You might as well win the game now. Screw it. So we've talked a lot about these games. We can get into a little more of it if you want. There's so many more college games to talk about for, like, not just tomorrow, but, like, next week. I want to get into that, too, on the bench. Boy, Rizzo in a slump, 2-for-23. They're up 2-0, 2-on, nobody out, top of the fifth. Yankees have something brewing here until Rizzo came up, and he seems to be having all kinds of problems lately. He's 0-for-2 in this game already. He's not seeing it at all. But I am enjoying watching him play during this 12-game winning streak. I mean, it's no joke. Like, they're legit right now on fire. I mean, legit on fire. They are doing everything right. It is pushing all the right buttons time for the Bronx Bombers. And they are winning, you know, obviously, in a place that they never win. What do you call it? The House of Horrors?
House of Horrors. That dump. The ashtray. House of Horrors. They've lost 21-20 before last night, 21-27 there, before they got that 7-6 win.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Because they look, I mean, do they not look like the better team here last night and tonight? I don't care what the score was. Do they not look better than them?
Yes.
I mean, they just look more dangerous than them. Anyway, slice it. The whole batting order is dangerous. And then,
look, sometimes things even out. It's kind of the way it goes. Like, right now, the A's, and kind of before these last couple of days, the Red Sox were both looking like the Yankees looked in May and June. And now the Yankees look like world beaters. It just kind of flipped. Now the A's and the Sox couldn't buy a game.
Rizzo struck out. What do you think his problem is all of a sudden, 2-for-24?
It's, you know, guys have slumps. It's all right. Team's picking him up. Work through it.
Very upset about it. I saw that. You know, one of the things that you have to acknowledge is that Voit is playing so well that you know, maybe a couple days off to think about it, put him over at first again, give Stanton a DH, or do they just keep going with it every day?
I gotta go
0 for 5.
No, you got to keep him in. You don't want to start that controversy. He's got to be your first baseman every day. You don't want to get involved in that stuff. I know Voight's
like
hitting.
Job for me, little controversy.
Yeah, I can't have it. Because here's the other thing. The difference in defense between Rizzo and Voight is just way too large.
Stunning.
I mean, he's a legit butcher. I mean, the dude uses a frying pan at first base. Like, he can't. I mean, it's just, he don't have a glove. He's got a frying pan. I mean, he can't catch. Whereas Rizzo's just outstanding defensively, so.
Chiefs win by 3. They were laying 4. Can you imagine the backdoor bad beat cover?
That's why I can't get involved in these preseason games. It's nonsense. It's just total nonsense.
Jock Peterson with a miraculous catch.
I mean,
the wall to
look at that
6-5 victory.
Look at that game that you just mentioned. I mean, the Chiefs starters played what? The first half, Mahomes throws 2 touchdowns. The Chiefs look great. You go in the second half, it's a 28-10 game. And in the fourth quarter, you know, Kellen Mond and the Viking backups score a bunch of touchdowns on the Chief backups in the fourth quarter, and you lose the cover. It's just impossible. It's just an impossible way to gamble. It just is. It's just impossible.
It's torture. It really is. So next Thursday, we'll be on Coast to Coast and then on the bench. And when we're on the bench Thursday night, there's a couple of late night games, Eastern Washington and UNLV. UNLV is a basically a high school team. That's how bad they are. And then Southern Utah and Arizona State, which I had mentioned with Joe Lisi. That one's in Tempe. There's all kinds of games on Thursday night. Most of them are bad, but how about this one? Ohio State and Minnesota at the Gophers. Ohio State's laying 13.5. Your boy PJ Fleck rowing the boat still in Minneapolis. How funny would it be, which they never get it done, but how funny would it be if they upset Ohio State and that kid, Shroud, starting his first game ever for the Buckeyes, if they go on the road and lay an egg?
No, you know how much I love PJ. I love the family. I'd love to see the Gophers do well. And it is something to think about, and I think you mentioned it either today or yesterday on Coast to Coast, but these 5 teams, they are the power. And every year, they're always at the top. But they're all changing quarterbacks this year. You know, they're all bringing new guys in.
Changing of the guard.
Whether it's Stroud, whether it's Bryce Young. Now, DJ, the kid DJU, he did play a little bit for Clemson last year when Lawrence was hurt. But they're all starting new guys. And even though these guys are the best, you know, they're the best recruits.
Judge just hit a 3-run bomb.
Oh, boy. Let's see where this one lands. Look out. Oh, jeez.
To dead center, look out. Look out below.
I mean, they're not,
to left
and here's
center.
The thing the last 2 nights. They've hit a bunch of homers in this park that usually teams don't hit a lot of homers. They're not cheap ones either. I mean, they're hitting bombs out to center field. I mean.
That'll do it for Manaea. Oh, my God, with the off-speed cheese. He just golfed it out. I mean, that was an absolute rocket ship. Rocket man. Oh, my God. A 3-run bomb. I mean, that thing is literally a 9-iron. See ya. Your boy, the Marte Parte, could not catch it. And it went over to Manaea going into for a cold shower in Oakland at the Ashtray. How about your boy, Judge, all rise? I mean, this is insanity.
And here's the difference between last night and tonight. Cole ain't giving up 5-0 lead. You know, last night, Tyone got the 6-0 lead. He screwed around. He was out of the game in the fourth inning. Cole ain't going to give this up. Cole's going to go 7 or 8 innings here. They'll probably add on even a couple more, and he's going to lock this game down. Like, this game's over.
How about the East Carolina Appalachian State game? in
good
the
game.
Duke's Mayo Classic. The Mayonnaise Classic.
I like App State this year. I like the Sun. The Sun Belt's got some sneaky good teams in App State. The Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. A couple good teams in that conference.
I can't wait to see that game.
The Duke's Mayo Bowl.
NC State. NC State, your boy Kenny White trying to sell us the Wolfpack.
He's big on the Wolfpack. He gave you all the numbers the other day. Returning starters, quarterback. That's one. Your boy Go for the Two that was just on. He's real high on South Florida. I mean, he loves the Bulls this year. Go for the Two. He's already got that spread. He put that in weeks ago. That South Florida number they're getting at North Carolina State.
I think they're gonna get their ass.
I agree.
I agree.
I don't disagree. I'm not as high
as
Joey.
I'm going to win people so much money in college football. It's not even funny. Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. 35 a month, son. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
The Thursday games are real good. You got a lot of games on Thursday night. And same thing with – and Friday's a little bit lighter. I think that there's a decent Big Ten game. Or maybe not decent. Northwestern and Michigan State maybe. But – this is it, man. And honestly, I think that UCF Boise game is going to be a little bit better than Joe was giving it credit for before. He said UCF was going to slaughter Boise. I wouldn't go that far. Let's relax with that kind of talk.
I think Boise can go in there and beat them.
Yeah. That's going to be a competitive game.
Wow. I mean, it is. And your Coastal Carolina's playing that night, too, against the Citadel. Going to put a beating on the Citadel. Coastal Carolina going to put the smackdown on him, the people's elbow. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Did you see Gallo golf that thing off the wall? When he reached out low to hit that ball, I mean, he really lunged out to scoop that off the dirt and hit it up in the air. Could you believe how far that ball went all the way to 388 off the wall?
It seems like that, and that's his deal. It's like his homer last night or even that first one he hit at Yankee Stadium a couple weeks ago. Like he has that uppercut swing where he just absolutely launches it, launch angle, all that stuff. It's just the way that he rotates himself and the way he gets that uppercut going, that he gets that little moonshot effect to all these balls that he hits.
You like him? Like he's 3 for last 21 or something, but he hit the home run last night.
He's all or nothing. I mean, he's been as advertised. You knew when you traded for him, you know what the scouting report was, as they say. He's going to either strike out, walk, or hit a homer. There is no, there really isn't anything else that's going to happen with him, and he strikes out a ton. I mean, there's in plenty of parks, that's a homer. I mean, that ball that he just hit. So, you got to take the good with the bad with Gallo.
But he plays decent defense. He gets on base. He just had a double. He hits home runs. I think they like him. I think they like him. There's no doubt he strikes out a lot, but he admits that. He's like, I strike out. It is what it is. He said, but I do everything else too. So I do a lot. A lot of walks, get on base, make things happen, hit home runs, blah, blah, blah. I had a double here tonight. I never thought I'd see it. I have to tell you, though, of all those home runs tonight, I mean, Judge, that was a bomb. And Voits was a bomb to right center. And there's nothing to compare to Stanton's. I mean, Stanton's home run was in the, like, literally as far as you can hit a home run in that stadium. I mean, it was in the upper deck. It was gigantic.
That was no joke. Just no joke.
Oh, my God. And then he had a single, his first at bat, that almost killed somebody. Going out to left field. I mean, he hit it so hard, I think they were afraid of the ball. I mean, literally afraid of the ball. They're like, I'm not catching it. Things going 160 miles an hour. It's crazy. It really is crazy. So anyway, I want to look at the very least, the other games that have been going on tonight, because a lot of it, you know, matters, right? So the Yankees up 5-0 now. The Rockies and Dodgers are tied at 2s in the fifth at Chavez Ravine. How about this Diamondback Phillies series? Last night it was 8-7, right? Wasn't that the final score?
Yes.
I think it was. Let me just see. Last night, 8-7 Diamondbacks beat them. Now it's 6-6. So imagine all those runs, 8-7 and 6-6. And then what do you think they'll do tomorrow when I'm there?
1-0. 1-0 in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
God, I hope not.
You got to have enough time to get yourself the ice cream in the helmet. You got to make sure that you get that top off. You usually get a little top off at the game.
Your boy Harper hit a home run.
Oh, that was, speaking of bombs, I saw a clip of that earlier. That was, he's another guy. When he hits them, they're no doubters. No cheapies for Bryce.
406 feet to center field. And then,
Nice effort by the Cubs tonight. The Cubs had a 6-0 lead over the White Sox. Now they're losing 14-7.
They were up 6-0.
Yeah.
Well,
they scored 6 runs in the top of the first. They had a 6-0 lead in the first inning.
And they're still getting whacked.
They knocked Keuchel through one inning. Got out of, through the first inning. That was it.
So the Twins are up 2-0 on the Brewers in the ninth. The Padres, I bet on them tonight. They're up 5-0 on the Angels in Anaheim, bottom 6. So they're getting involved. Let's see who did it for them. Profar with a 2-run triple. Let's see. Nola with an RBI single. Machado scored. Grisham grounded into a fielder's choice. Hosmer scored on a throwing error by Iglesias. 5-0. Nothing that exciting in that game. Ohtani over 3 with the stick. So the Mariners, I'm on the M's as well, up 5-1 in the bottom of the third in Seattle. Cardinals, I hit 4-3 over the Pirates. Red Sox, I hit 4-3 over the Indians. Rays, I hit 6-3 over the Orioles. Reds, I hit 6-0 over the Marlins. Tigers beat the Jays. I lost that. 2-1 Detroit. The Nationals beat the Mets. Oh, my God. They lost again. Jesus. Oh, my God. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that team? All they do is lose. They went 2-11 on their trip. And now they're losing to the lowly Nationals. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me that they lost again. I hit the Braves over to Giants 6-5, and I hit the Astros over to Rangers 5-4. I'm like 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-2 in finals, and I'm rolling right now with the Yankees. That would be 7. The Dodgers are tied. I'm on the Dodgers looking for 8. I took the Phillies, hit the White Sox. I'm going to lose the Brewers unless they do something in the ninth. And I'm on the Padres and Mariners. So I'm having a really good night in baseball, Carver High. And I just want to look at where the standings are now, at the very least. The Tampa leads 4.5 over the Yankees. Boston 7 back. White Sox 9.5 over Cleveland. That's done. Houston by 6 over the A's. I think that's done. Seattle 7 back. Atlanta by 6 over the Phillies. I think that's done. Milwaukee by 8 over the Reds. That's done. San Francisco by 2 over the Dodgers. That is still alive and kicking. And then wild cards in the American League. Oh, come on. Is it really that hard? I mean, honest to effing. I mean, I'm just going to start swearing here. It's going to mess with me that bad. Oh, well, I can't get it. So there you go. I know the, in terms of the leads, I'll try it one more time. Trying to get the wild card. New York by 2.5 over Boston in the AL. Oakland's 3 back at a Red Sox. Seattle's 4 back. Toronto's 6.5 back. I cut it off there. The Dodgers by 11 over the Reds for the top spot in the National League. Reds by 2.5 over the Padres. 4.5 over St. Louis. Philly, 6.5. Mets, 9. The Mets are done, Carver High. They're done. Put a fork in them.
They've been done. Do you think Pete had a little another missive tonight after they lost to the Nationals? You got a comment from Pete Alonso, and if things are going to go well for them still after that loss?
Still believe in my guys. We're going to turn it around. We just need a little run here in the last month. Turn things around and catch everybody. They're all going to lose, and we're all going to win all our games. Like, this guy's on crack. Can't get anything right. I mean, honestly. You still haven't told me what you think, seriously, of Cristiano Ronaldo going to the Red Devils. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. He's going to play his first game September 11th against Newcastle at Old Trafford. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. After he scored 118 goals there to begin his career, he's going back there after playing at Real and then playing at Venice. He's going back, and all he did with Portugal, win the Euro in 2016. He's going to go, and all of his Champions League titles, Copa titles, Serie A titles, 3 Premier titles. I mean, what hasn't he won? He's won everything on the face of the earth. And now he's going back there, and people, like, they were saying, Venice was saying he was going to be a role player, like a part-time player.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? A part-time player? I mean, well, I know Venice thinks they're good in Turin. I know they are good. He was still the best player on that team. I don't care what anybody says.
No, I here's the thing, and I know it is tough. I mean, him and Messi, like, they are getting old. Like, I know that they could still play. I'm not saying that they can't, but I don't think that they could do it on the entire field for 80% of the games anymore. There's just they need rest. They can't play the full 90. You know, they have some limitations now. I don't agree with Aventis's look that, you know, he's just a straight part-time player, but he's also not a complete full-time player anymore either. So, look, I think it makes the Premier League, as it always is, it's the best league either way. It just made it even more intriguing that you got Ronaldo back in the mix now. That's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what I think when we come back on the bench. All right, Pharrell and Avenge. So, I've never seen anything like it. This guy going back to Manchester United is just crazy. I talked to my, my boy Cormac the Magnificent, our cousin in London today. I texted him and, you know, it is just unbelievable that guy is going back there when you think about it, because it's just crazy. You know, his numbers are so phenomenal, like what he's done. I was sitting there looking at it earlier today. I mean, when he played there before, and I'd have to sit here and search this, he's 36 years old. Oh, what a play. Urshela, what an unbelievable play. And Cole gets out of the jam. He strikes out his sixth and then gets the third out on a line drive with the bases loaded to get out of the fifth. They're still up 5-0. But anyway, he's 36. He scored more league goals last season, 29, than all but two players, Lewandowski and Messi, with 30 for Barcelona in Europe's Big Five leagues. He won the Golden Boot of the European Championship not 6 years ago, but 6 weeks ago. Anybody he has ever worked with, even those who don't like him, rave about his fitness and professionalism. It's just like I was reading earlier about his numbers, you know, right? Like I can't, I mean, I'd sit here all day looking for these numbers, Carver High. It's enough. It's enough to it'll keel over. I told you before, he scored 118 goals in 292 games that he played for Man U in his first time there when he was a kid. And then he talked about how much he loved playing in Turin and everything. But I was looking at what he did actually in, you know, at Real. I mean, after 6 years with Man U, he had 118 and 292, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes to Real Madrid. And, I mean, he scored like 400 some goals there. I mean, and it really is unbelievable what he did at Real Madrid, right? And then he goes to Juventus, right? So he's basically played for three teams and he's played for Portugal. And, four Champions League crowns, three Club World Cups, UEFA Super Cups, and two La Liga titles, a pair of Copa del Reyes, two Spanish Super Cups. He has four Ballon d'Ors, and that was all before he departed for Juventus in 2018. In his three seasons in Turin, he earned two league titles, one Copa Italia, one Italian Super Cup, two Serie A Player of the Year awards, and a top scorer prize. I mean, is that not just the craziest thing you've ever heard of in your life? I mean, what the guy has done in his career. And you talk about him being old or whatever, or, you know, you didn't say he was old. You just said he needs to be, he can't play the full spat of games and the full game, the full 90 every time out and 80% of their games or whatever else. But, you know, I guess my question is, didn't he just do that at Juventus? I mean, he played every game. He just played.
Right. But, and here's the hard part when you're always playing, and this is, you know, like I said, it's him and Messi, when you're always playing for one of the two or three or four or five best teams in the world, like it's not just the league schedule. It's a Champions League schedule. It's you're always playing international competitions. It's just nonstop, constantly going. And I think he's got a little bit more gas right now than Messi does. I do. I think that you can push him a little bit more than you could push Messi at his stage. He's still a great player. But they've had so much trouble there at United. You know, finding the right fits and putting these guys in the right place. Now you're just throwing another star on the fire. Interested to see how it all kind of meshes together there as he joins that group.
I mean, honestly, he's won 32 major trophies in his career, 7 league titles, 5 UEFA Champions League, 1 UEFA European Championship, 1 UEFA Nations League, holds the record for most goals, 134, and assists 42 in a Champions League. Most goals in a European Championship, 14, tied with most international goals, 109. He's one of the few recorded players ever to have made 1,100 professional career appearances and has scored over 780 official senior career goals for club and country. I mean, for Real Madrid, I mean, that's crazy. From 2009 to 2018, he had 311 goals. For Portugal, 109 goals. I mean, it's just crazy. You're probably right about how much he can play. Like, but I got to tell you what, I mean, he's Michael Jordan. I mean, this guy, he and Messi, when they play, I want to watch.
No doubt.
The problem is that I can't really watch PSG play. I mean, their games aren't on TV, but Man U's games are.
Yep.
I mean, they'll be on TV all the time, right? I mean, or should I say, you got to stream the Peacock network, but yeah, they're going to be on there all the time.
Yeah, I mean, look, you get we know the deal with the Premier League and NBC. I mean, you'll get some of the games on NBCSN. There'll be a couple you'll have to, you know, have Peacock to stream. But Man U is one of the teams at the top that, you know, they cycle them through on NBC and NBCSN enough that you can get away with a couple, you know, missing a couple Peacock games.
Would you are you willing to say that Man U with him will beat Man City for the Premier League title?
No, not going to go there.
You still think they don't get it done?
I think that there's still a top four, you know, Champions League spot.
So
type
Tottenham,
of team.
Chelsea, Man U,
yeah.
Man City.
No, I think it's Man City, Liverpool, United, and Chelsea. I think Tottenham's had problems here the last couple of years. I'm not putting, and I know they beat Man City the first week out. Good for them. They've had a rough go here the last couple, you know, about 18 months, year and a half. I'm not ready to go there.
So you still think after Liverpool fell off, and so what do you think of Leicester? Do you give
Liverpool be back? I love Leicester. And they're always there. The last 2 years, they've kind of choked away a chance at the Champions League. I would root for Leicester over all those teams because I love rooting for the little guy in the Premier League. So I wouldn't mind it at all. But, I mean, it's just more and more money that these teams spend every year, and they just get bigger and bigger. I think Liverpool bounces back big time this year. Had a little bit of a title hangover last year. I think they bounce back.
I just saw that catch Jock Peterson made to win the game for the Braves. That was violent, that catch. That was violent. You know what? I think Man U was already good, and I think this guy's going to put him over the top. I think they're going to be lethal. I mean, from the jump. September 11th, Newcastle is going to bend over.
Yeah, well, that's a good spot to play him right at because they will bend over against Man United. Newcastle's been bending over to Man United since, you know, for 30 years plus, so.
I can't wait to watch him. I got to tell you, because like I liked watching him with Venice because you could actually catch some of those Venice games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, didn't ESPN air? They aired La Liga.
Yeah.
Serie A. They aired it.
No, so yeah. You were able to find a bunch of their games. The French league, and I can't stand PSG. Anything with the French soccer, I'm not going to be involved in it. So, whatever. Go disappear into nowhere. But you could get a bunch of those other games.
We'll see his highlights, but
And the Champs League, you'll see him too.
All right, but I'd rather watch, for me, like, as you know, I think they're both great, but I like Ronaldo. And yeah. I know you're not a fan, but listen, I want to watch him play for Man U as often as possible. And they already put him right there. He's the man. He's going to be the striker, automatic. And he's just going to go out there and put on a show. I mean, when this guy scores goals, it's just the craziest thing. He's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is out there just pouring in goals. When he plays, he scores. That's it. That's just no one. It's unbelievable to me that no one can stop him still. He still does whatever he wants. And he does not exert that much energy, in my opinion. He, you know, they always talk about Messi walking around on the pitch. Why does he walk so much? It's because he knows when to turn it on.
Yeah.
And he knows when to turn that motor over and put it into fifth gear and just start running and get into that box and score. And that's all there is to it. And I cannot wait to watch that guy score goals and do his little backward dance where he jumps in the air and lands like he's got his own – his own landing. He's like a helicopter, that dude. I've never seen anything like it. I want to watch more of that. I got to tell you, I can't wait to watch him play for Man U. The whole world stopped today when he signed that deal, and they got him. And then now, I mean, that was the biggest story in the world today of anything that happened. And that, you know, people talk about Kabul and trying to get planes of people out of Afghanistan. I'm telling you, Ronaldo was bigger. More people were talking about Cristiano Ronaldo today than anything in the world. The biggest story in the world was that guy. That's all there is to it. I even told you that at one point. I was like, I told you on before Coast to Coast, I go, that's the biggest story in the world. And I know people don't like him. That's too effing bad. You know why they don't like him? Because he's so effing good. That's why. People hate people that are on top for a long time. There's nothing worse. That's why people turn on LeBron. They turn on if a team wins every year and goes to the Super Bowl or whatever, to the World Series, when the Yankees were winning, when the Yankees won in the 90s and they were so hot, winning all those World Series, Jeter and all them, everybody hated them, Carver. Everybody hated them because all they did was win. And people hate Cristiano Ronaldo because all he does is win. And all he does is score goals. And all he does is show people up. I mean, that's it. Same as Messi. I mean, I've never seen anything like Messi, that crowd response of when PSG got him. When he went to Paris, I mean, it was bigger than the Beatles. It was bigger than Michael Jackson hanging out a window with a baby. I have never seen anyone ever get that much of attention in anything. Elvis, nobody. The Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, nobody. Than when Messi went to Paris. I mean, my God. Craziness. But I think today this guy's bigger. I can't wait to watch. The Phillies won that game, Carver High, 7-6 in 11 innings. How about the Royals? They were down 5-1. They've tied up the Mariners again. They beat them on a grand slam last night. 5-all now tonight in Seattle in the fourth. So that game's got a long way to go. Padres up 5-0 on the Angels in Anaheim. White Sox were down 6-0. They're up 14-10 on the Cubs in a football score on the south side of Chicago, bottom eight. The Rockies and Dodgers are still 2-2. In the top of the sixth, and the Yankees 5-0 on the A's. Cole just struck out the side, had his 200th strikeout of the season. He's dominating tonight, and they are going to win their 13th in a row. It looks like they're in the seventh now. So what did you think of DeChambeau today in that 60, and who do you like this weekend to win the BMW?
Yeah, unbelievable. Had that six-footer for a 59 that he just missed. Look, it's tough. They've got to finish up the second round in the morning. There's no cut, so it isn't that big of a deal. I think DeChambeau is definitely going to be in the mix now here over the weekend. If Rahm, he's got about, three or four holes left to play. He could get himself even ahead of him. I think it's DeChambeau or Rahm tomorrow. Usually the heavy hitters end up winning these tournaments, Scotty.
All right, I'll see you at the Citizens tomorrow in Philadelphia. I'll be at the Phillies D-backs game. What a thrill. Hopefully it'll be as good as the first two games. They were both wild, 8-7 and 7-6. Hopefully it'll be crazy like that tomorrow night. It's an early 6 o'clock game in Philadelphia. I'll see you there. Should be fun. Have a good weekend. All my football plays for the Saturday, Sunday NFL are on PharrellOnTheBench.com. You might as well sign up now anyway for college football that starts next week. Starts tomorrow with all these games and next week heavy. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday on Coast to Coast at 4 East.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.